Hi everyone, and a good Monday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Well, we do have an approaching cold front coming in from western portions of New York State and western Pennsylvania. In advance of the front, we do have a scattering of rain showers across the region. It becomes more widespread as you make your way across the western counties, Otsego, Delaware counties, portions of the Mohawk Valley into the Adirondacks, where temperatures up in the Adirondacks are cold enough for some snow to fly across the highest terrain. In fact, if you go ahead and check out the Facebook page for Long Lake, yeah, a definite wintry scene here on the 1st of April across the highest terrain to the north and west. For the meantime, we're dealing with rain showers as we make our way through the Capital District. Temperatures will be dropping, though, as we head through the afternoon. So before this precipitation shuts off, don't be surprised to see a couple of flakes fly as we head through the latter portion of the afternoon into this evening. Now, once the front does pass, we will have an issue with wind. And that wind will pick up big time out of the west and northwest, sustained speeds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Higher gusts are going to be possible, potentially up to 35 miles per hour in the valley locations, upwards of 40 miles per hour across the higher terrain. So needless to say, the drive home will be a little bit tricky in terms of that wind, so both hands will be needed on the steering wheel for sure. And once that wind does get going this afternoon, we're going to end up holding on to that wind through tonight and into Tuesday. We're also going to deal with some colder air coming down the pike. And after highs of 55 and 56 over the weekend, respectively, for both Saturday and Sunday, forecast high temperatures for tomorrow into Wednesday, upper 30s and close to 40 degrees. That's it. A quick review of the climatological data. Again, as we went through the 24-hour period for yesterday, the last day of March, 56.27, the high low. Precipitation-wise, just under 2/10 in the liquid form, officially 0.17, at Albany International, with showers arriving late afternoon and continuing through the evening. Brought the month-to-date total up to 2.49 inches for the month of March 2013. It's a deficit of approximately 3/4 of an inch. Heating degree units yesterday, 23 units, that brought the month-to-date total for March 2013 to 959, a surplus of approximately 31 units. The average high-low split for your Monday, April 1st, is 52 and 32, 77 the record high for today from 1986, the record low 9 and above from 1923. The sun will set later today at 722, rise again on Tuesday morning at 635, setting Tuesday evening at 723. So the forecast as we head throughout the remainder of the afternoon, we'll call for a good deal of clouds, and that wind will continue to pick up everywhere. As previously mentioned, we'll end up seeing some wind gusts out of the west and northwest approach and exceed 30 to 35 miles per hour. Higher terrain can approach 40 miles per hour with scattered rain and scattered snow showers. Again, any widespread snow will be confined to the highest terrain across the Adirondacks. Temperatures will slowly drop from midday highs of 47 in Albany and 45 in Glens Falls into the upper 30s later today. Partly cloudy, windy as we head through tonight. We'll deal with more clouds for the Mohawk Valley and the Adirondacks, where we do have the opportunity for some flurries and some scattered snow showers, especially the further north and west you do end up traveling or residing. Hamilton and northern Herkimer counties would end up dealing with the worst of that action. An overnight low, upper teens into the lower 20s. A mix of sun and clouds for Tuesday, windy again, isolated rain or snow showers with a high of 39. Clear to partly cloudy for Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Many locations around the Capital District and the Hudson Valley down to 20 by Wednesday morning. A mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday, a high up close to 40. The rest of the extended forecast as we wrap up this Easter week shows a mix of sun and clouds approaching 50 for Thursday, partly cloudy, very pleasant for Friday, seasonable, and a high of 52. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.